John Kelly, Blues play-by-play man for Fox Sports Midwest, joining us now. John, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing, guys. How are you?
Doing well. Hard not to be in a good mood when Gloria is playing. I know you guys have probably got more than your fill of it last year, but for us still puts a little kick in our step, that's for sure. I'm just going to get right into it with you. Obviously, the Blues player that is the most focus here in Toronto is Alex Pietrangelo, a local kid. There has constantly been pining for him in this market. There was some belief of a trade last year. He hasn't signed a contract extension. You know, do you have any sense of the way the wind's blowing there? Would you expect to see Pietrangelo back with this team next year?
Well, I think it's a hard question at this point because, you know, we really don't know, you know, how many discussions they've had about a deal. And you know, I've read all the things online and things, and I know
we'll
what's going on.
Like,
and I know what the people in Toronto want and are hoping for. But it's a big decision for the Blues and also Alex. You know, he married a girl from St. Louis. He just raised the Stanley Cup. He's an original Blues draft choice. Yet I know he's from the Toronto area up in King City. So, you know, I don't know what to make of it. You know, the Blues feel that they can win again. And I think they feel their window is open for a few years. So if you lose Pietrangelo, then that obviously diminishes your chances of winning again. You know, I really honestly can't see them making a trade for him before the deadline this year. Unless it was a sign and trade and you got a bundle back, including a top defenseman. But, you know, those trades, as we know, are so hard to make in season to fit all the parts and, you know, to make the dollars outgoing, you know, matching the dollars in. So, you know, if they do keep him, and I would think they would, maybe they come to a deal before, you know, June 30th. I don't know. But it's, like I said, I think it's a big decision for both the Blues and Alex. Because, you know, you see what's happened with Chicago and the L.A. Kings. They've given a lot of their top players long-term deals, and Alex is 30 in January. So, you know, if he wants $10, $11 million for 8 years, you know, is that a deal-breaker for the Blues? I don't know. But like every team and like a lot of teams, they're up against the cap. So it's a very complicated situation, to say the least.
You mentioned that kind of magic number of at least I think you did. He turns 30 in January there. And, you know,
right. That
is an age where players can start to, you know, fall off a cliff. And no one's saying that's happened or happening with Pietrangelo. But have you seen anything from his play this year that would lead you to believe that, you know, returns are starting to diminish already for him? Or do you have confidence that he'll continue to be a, you know, a good to great player throughout the bulk of a long deal?
Well, quite the contrary. He, to me right now, is playing the best hockey of his career. He's off to a great start, and he's in fantastic shape. He's always in great shape. He works as hard as anybody. So, no, the answer is no. He's playing great. But, you know, you look at some of the other players around the league, I think a perfect example would be a Brent Seabrook of Chicago, a guy that still has a lot of term left on his contract. And, you know, he raised 3 cups and was a big part of it, but now it's a bad deal. So, again, it's a hard thing because the Blues love Pietrangelo and they love what he brings. But do you want to make an 8-year deal? I mean, Josi just signed for just over 9, and I think that's a pretty good comparable for Alex because they're pretty similar players, about the same age. I think Alex might be a year older. So if he wants to hit a home run and go to unrestricted free agency and get north of 10, then maybe it is a deal breaker. I don't know. I mean, who knows? I'd love to see them keep him because he's a great player and he's obviously a very good person.
Right. And John, that's really the tricky part, right? If you get that 8-year deal, boy, 38, when does it turn into a bad deal? Like you said,
now let's say
there's no, they talk during the year and it's like, you know what, this isn't going to work. And then it becomes, well, we might as well try to get something for him as a rental type of thing. What would the Blues want in return? Obviously, you want to replace on the defensive side, but do you feel because of the cap situation, maybe it's more of youth, of prospects on the defensive side? Like, what do you feel would be that ideal type of package?
Well, I think the Blues feel, and for good reason. I mean, they've lost six games in regulation, right? Mm-hmm. I think they feel they can win again. Now, is it gonna be tough? But they're a contender. Let's admit they have the same team back except for two players, Joel Edmondson and Pat Maroon, and they have four key injuries, and they're still winning. So they feel they're a contender and have a chance to repeat. So as I said earlier, I can't see them making a trade in season and not getting back comparable value. And that would be a top defenseman and, you know, and perhaps another player. But it's so hard to make that trade. I mean, who's going to trade you a top defenseman? You know, I don't know. That's where it gets really complicated, right, to make an in-season trade like that. That's where I think it's tough. So I think it's unlikely they do that. It's more likely they keep him and try and win and then negotiate, you know, at the end of the season. That would be my sense of what they're going to do.
John, I know you got to scoot, so just one quick one from me before we let you go. Losing a player like Tarasenko, never easy, but do you think it's been a little bit easier for the team because it wasn't a short-term injury and they weren't constantly kind of looking over their shoulder for when are we going to get this body back in their lineup? In Toronto, we've had constant injuries all year long that we've been talking about with this team, but they've been for a month at a time or for a couple weeks. Do you think it's been easier for the team to deal with it because he's effectively gone, and if they do get him back, it's a bonus?
Well, I think that's part of it, but I think the bigger reason is this is a team that doesn't rely on one player. I mean, let's admit it, if the Oilers lose McDavid or Dreisaitl, they're in big trouble, right? They're in big
massive
trouble.
Yeah.
But the Blues are a four-line team, and the basis of their team and the strength of their team is up the middle with O'Reilly, Shen, Bozak, and whoever is the center on the fourth line. Right now it's De La Rose, but under normal circumstances it would have been Sundquist. And their defense is so good. I mean, I think it's obviously the very best or one of the best in the league, and Binnington has been a great goaltender. So that's where their strength is, up the middle, defensively, and all four lines. So they can afford to lose a guy like Tarasenko, as crazy as that is, and still win. And that's been proven this year. Whereas other teams, they play their top players 24, 25 minutes, like a Pat Kane or like a McDavid. And if those guys go down, they're in big trouble. But that's not the way the Blues are built, and that's not the way that Craig Berube coaches the team. So I think it's a different situation.